Although Vice Admiral Harold Hickling, RN, retired, has his own claim to fame, both as a much decorated seaman and as an author, he has another claim to fame too, in that an uncle of his was the well-known composer, the late Frederick Delius. When I met him at his home in Turangi, I asked him if he had known his uncle personally during his childhood.
Yes, but not very well, because he was so much older than I was. He was born in 1865, I was born in 1892. But one saw as much as most nephews see of their uncles. Well, shall I tell you something about the Delius family? The Delius has made a fortune out of wool, and my grandfather Julius was a millionaire in those days when a pound was a pound and not just a picture of Captain Cook. Mind you, he needed to be. He had a family of 14. They lived in a large house called Claremont in Bradford, and my mother was the eldest of the family. They were in many ways a talented family, and of course they were able to have fabulous musical parties and sing songs with Uncle Fred, the composer-to-be, as ringleader. Incidentally, last year, or it may have been the year before, there was a sort of dealer's festival at Claremont in Bradford, and my sister entertained the Queen Mother and a crowd of musical fans. I never heard how she got on, for Edie didn't know a bar of music from a bar of chocolate. Uncle Fred led an adventurous life, but all the time his real interest was in music. He at one time was a piano teacher, but his parents, hearing the depths to which he had sunk, decided that he should go to Leipzig and study music properly. And this was partly due to the tactful intercession of the composer Grieg, who incidentally was a Scotchman, who went to Norway and changed his name to Grieg. His name was Grieg.
Well, then, his father did have a sympathy with him in his desire for music.
I think so. He wished to make him a businessman, but he saw that he'd signally failed, and Fred wasn't cut out for a businessman. And it was a bit of a rolling stone, to be quite honest. And so he relented and let him go to Leipzig and get on with the job, which was his whole life, music.
Did you yourself feel any pride in this very famous uncle you had?
In a very remote sort of way. Although I'm very fond of music, I must honestly confess I couldn't understand a bar. And I was not the only one. You've got to be a very, very fine musician to appreciate, so I'm given to understand, or what it's all about.
What were one or two of the things that he composed, Admiral?
Sorry about the air. He composed A Village Romeo and Juliet, which about 1913 Sir Thomas Beecham put on at the Opera House in London. Sir Thomas Beecham, as you know, was a composer, but you may not know that he was of the same family who made pills, which were reckoned to be worth a guinea a box.
It's a far cry.
And he pretty well spent a fortune on what somebody suggested was giving music to the British public, music which they did not want and did not understand. There was another well-known, perhaps his best-known work is A Cuckoo in Spring. In later years, he married again and lived at Grez-sur-Loin near Fontainebleau, which was near Paris, as you know. And his wife, Yelka, looked after her invalid husband devotedly, because he was not an easy man to get on with at the best of times. But as he was becoming blind, and as he was also paralyzed, he became even more difficult, as invalids do. But he still went on with his composing. And it was lucky for him that a young man who was very much wrapped up in his music, came and volunteered his services as a sort of an assistant. And he became one of the household, and he transcribed all Uncle Fred's music. I forget his name, but he wrote a book about Delius. And I remember one of the things he quoted was a letter to Uncle Delius, presumably from an old school friend, which ran something like this. "My dear Delius, I wonder if you are the chap I was at school with in Harrogate many years ago. You used to play the Jew's harp in the school orchestra."
That would have caused a bit of amusement to Frederick Delius, I should imagine.
Yes, I think it did. Poor old boy. He went on writing his music, and I think it was in 1934 that Sir Thomas Beecham organized a Delius Festival in London. And Uncle Fred came over and stayed with my parents, who were then living in Holland Park. And he, poor old boy, I can remember my mother telling me, in the vast Queen's Hall at the opening of the festival, his spinal chair was wheeled down the aisle, and the whole audience rose, and in dead silence acclaimed the composer. And that's about the last I ever heard of him. As a matter of fact, in the honours list following this festival, he was made a Chancellor of Honour. And that was, the reward for a lifetime devoted to music.
He did live then to know that his music had been received and appreciated.
Oh, undoubtedly. And I think that was a great consolation to him before he died, I think about 1934, the age of 70.